Well, it all started in 1999 when I tragically lost my son Dave, who was age 13, to meningitis. Sadly, I was unaware of much about the disease at the time and didn't take probably the action that I should have and known what to do about it. It was devastating. It blew my family apart. But when that happened, I decided two things. One, I wanted to live my life to make my son proud of me. And secondly, I wanted to do all I possibly could to prevent other families going through what we had to go through and are still going through, basically. So from then on, I embarked upon an awareness campaign, teaching and still do, teaching families and parents and youth groups about the disease and what to do about it and the symptoms to look for. And obviously then we did an awful lot of fundraising with my wife and a wonderful team in the community that we have here in Dumfries to help scientific research into the disease. And so that's where we've been for the last 12 years, really, or more.
Obviously, it must have been an absolutely horrific time for your family. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that you still hurt.
Yeah, obviously, every day. Time does make a difference, but I feel the pain every single day. And it changed my life from that minute on. Things were never going to be the same. But, you know, I carry him with me in my heart, and I work as hard as I can to stop other people going through this.
So, obviously, Monday is Meningitis Awareness Week. What sort of things should people look out for?
Yeah, well, if I can just say that in recent times we've had some phenomenal successes and advancements. Last September, this time last year, we saw the introduction of the new MenB vaccine. Sadly, the government decided only to give it to newborn babies. We would like it to have been rolled out beyond that. However, that's an incredible advancement, and it's all due to 20-odd years of scientific research and fundraising. But now we have our babies being protected. The second thing is recently a new scientific development for a pinprick diagnosis method, whereby their instant results to blood tests of those suspected of having meningitis, is it yes or no? That, however, won't come into being for another 3 years. However, with the background of these fantastic advancements, the message we have really is the disease is still out there. It takes approximately 8 to 9 years from the introduction of a new vaccine to have successful coverage of the population. So in the interim period, meningitis is still definitely out there. And the biggest weapon we have against that is the awareness campaign. So this is also a particularly difficult time of year because we see peaks in the disease due to the fact that it's the onset of winter, which predominantly seems to be a peak for the disease. And also young people are leaving home for the first time, going to universities where lots of people are mixing in close proximity, and we know that this can spread the disease easier. So this is a peak time for us, and our message here is, yes, we are really getting places with this disease, and we will see an end to it, but right now we've no room for complacency and thinking that we've beaten it. And because of that, then the awareness campaign kicks in. Get to know the symptoms. Never be afraid to take someone you suspect having the disease, be it your own child or a fellow student. My message is present them to a medic and say, I think this could be meningitis. I wish I had done that with my son, and it certainly saves lives.
So what are the symptoms? What things should we be looking out for?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, a lot of the symptoms, they don't all appear, and they don't appear in any specific order. And the final complication is that a lot of them are pretty common symptoms to many flus and diseases. So we have things like aching joints, vomiting, listless feeling. A couple of them are interesting. A dislike of bright lights is one that is quite an important one. And then, of course, finally, there's the rash, which very often is, unfortunately, the last one to appear. People know about this rash, and they often are aware of the tumbler test we talk about. The tumbler test is if you have a rash or see a rash on a child or a suspected case, you press a clear glass tumbler hard onto the rash, and if the rash does not disappear through the glass, then it's very likely this is meningitis. So these are all fantastic things to learn, get yourself knowledgeable of these things, and never be afraid to do something about it.